Hello, handsome. Tonight, we will be having bourguignon. Why are you here? You said yourself you wanted to grab a bite to eat. So, here we are. Oh, where are my manners? I forgot to take off the hood. Yes. You really do have beautiful eyes. I remember them from Rico's on 4th. It was lovely. You flirted brilliantly. We shared some tender moments. I gave you my number. We met in the park next to the River Step District. How's your head? There's no need to get rude. I abhor rude people. They aren't even worth the time to entertain. Be careful, or I may have to end our date early and search for a new dining partner. Oh, poor boy. Naked. Chained to the chair. Your face tear-strewn as you beg. You're so adorable. I'll forgive you just this once. Why am I doing this? I did tell you that you looked delicious, didn't I? But I guess that answer isn't fair. The short answer is, I don't like to eat alone. Good dining requires entertainment and the company of another. The long answer is, very complicated, but I'll try. Do you know what cortisol is? No? It's a glucocorticoid produced by the adrenal glands. It's better known as the stress hormone. Released in times of distress, challenge, or demanding physical activity. It's currently running through your veins, lighting every nerve on fire. Adrenaline is being released and your body is raging in a fight or flight state. This will do two very important things. First, the emotional exhaustion will strain your body and will give you a nice tenderness. Second, the cold sweat you find yourself in will pull to the surface all that tasty salt in your body. All good meat needs to be marinated. Yes, marinated. And your meat looks simply mouth-watering. How does that make you feel? Fear? Dread? Hunger? Excitement? Interesting. Your expression is simply to die for. Doesn't the bourguignon smell absolutely heavenly? I do think I outdid myself with this dish. He was a little chubby, but I think it gives a wonderful marbling to the cut. Oh, yeah. It is fall off the bone tender. The wine gravy carries the herbs and spices magnificently. You can really taste the bay leaf. Most people think, erroneously, that it does nothing for the dish. But they simply don't add enough. It adds a depth and complexity that would be remiss if it were omitted. The meat has a velvety texture, and it melts in your mouth while still giving something nice and hearty to chew on. Honestly, I'm a sucker for a good rib roast. Goodness. I do think this dish is simply divine. Did you know, most think a good bourguignon is made with Pinot Noir, but I think with the richness of the meat, I prefer a Chianti. It makes a milder sauce that is subtle, but doesn't lack nuance. With a Pinot, I find it overpowers the other herbs. The Chianti plays nicely against the thyme and clove.
Why aren't you eating? I made this for our date. Don't you like my cooking? You know how I feel about rude boys. I went through all this trouble, and you haven't even taken a bite.
Those?
The chains are only to restrict. There should be enough range of motion to enjoy the meal. Just pick up the silverware and enjoy a loving meal made by a girl who just wants to impress her date. No?
Do you know how much effort I put into this meal? I marinated that poor boy for 38 hours. He was a shaking mess when I finally decided to pull the trigger.
Oh, don't look so horrified. It's just a turn of phrase. I'd never ruin good meat with lead. But I do like to taste before I commit. I need to know if you're ready or if more prep is required. Don't worry, I butchered him post-mortem, but there were parts of him that I ruined prior. He still made some really good cuts. You should be happy. I chose all the best parts. Carved out a juicy rib roast. Slaved over a hot stove for hours to produce such a wonderful meal. I even added a secret ingredient. It's love. Juicy, wet, delicious love. It's actually nutmeg. It really adds a certain je ne sais quoi to the dish. Well then, if you refuse to eat, I guess I'll have to feed you. Now, love, say ah. Come on, take a bite for me.
Eat it, or I might just have to end our little date.
And you wouldn't like that, now would you? Good boy. Do you taste the savory marinade of fear? That poor boy cried so much. I don't think he had any liquid left in his body. I mean, obviously he must have. The meat is so juicy and full of flavor. You can taste all the anticipation. See? Isn't that tasty? Isn't it the best bourguignon you've ever had? A life of luxury and leisure tends to produce fatty and beautiful marbling. All things required in a good bourguignon. I'm actually still thinking of what I'll do with you. Some things are easy. I decided when we kissed in the park, I'd have your tongue over rice. It was nice and supple, and you knew how to use it. You're in better shape than the last one, but your rib roast will still be wonderfully marbled. exquisite arms, by the way. Not too lean, but not all fat. And you have a nice rump. I can't wait to take a bite out of it. And then there's that succulent looking cock of yours. I find it funny. I can usually make educated guesses on almost everything else. But the size and shape of a man's cock, that is always a pleasant surprise. It really does look delectable. Unfortunately, I usually ruin it during the tenderizing process. And since you keep refusing to eat, I'll just have to start here and now. You make such cute little noises as I drag this knife all over. I love the little red lines they leave, especially when they leak out such tasty droplets. Your naughty cock is very telling. You like it when the knife goes a little too deep. No sudden movements. I'm holding a very sharp knife. You wouldn't like it if I accidentally shoved it into your abdomen and disemboweled you like a pathetic little piggy in a slaughterhouse. No, would you? Good boy. You deserve a little reward, and I deserve a little dessert. I'll just kneel down and such delicate pre-cum. You must eat quite well. Not too strong, but with light, sweet notes. You know, with my legs, I've had a lot of men in my mouth. Find some solace in the fact that your cock is the most delectable thing I've ever had on my tongue. No, not good enough to keep you alive, but good try. Oh, you make such cute little noises, love. You're looking flushed, shaking, and you're whimpers are getting deliciously desperate. Are you close? Oh, won't you give me that thick, hot, sticky cream? Please, please give me your cum. I want to drink it down and savor your taste. Oh, your cum is simply delightful. I just might have to keep you. Don't flinch. I'm just getting up so I can straddle you and ride this incredible cock. I don't think I'll need these panties anymore. Open up and hold them for me. You opened your mouth a little too eagerly. I am really starting to like you. Good boy, now don't you dare drop those. I want you to taste me as I ride you. And just in case, I'll leave this knife just barely kissing your neck. Don't move as I lower myself on you. Oh, don't worry, I'll be nice and rough. Oh, good. Oh, yes. Yes, that hits all the right spots. Oh, good girth. Fantastic length. Nice complimentary curve. And your muffled moans every time my ass slaps against your thighs. Oh, it's fucking wonderful. Naughty boy. Fucking your kidnapper back. One would think you liked her violating you. I felt that twitch. I'm flattered. You like the way I laugh. Oh, you are such a charmer, lover boy. Oh, that's it. Fuck this cunt. Oh, fuck it like it's the last time you'll ever fuck. Oh, goodness. It really gets you off, you sick little pervert. Is it knowing you're inches away from death? Isn't my sensual voice and addicting laugh? Or is it me talking to you like a fucking pitiful, slutty deviant who gets off on the idea of being gutted like a pig? Oh, that's it. Have your cock tell me about it. Oh, your cock says it's all of the above, apparently. Oh, God, aren't you a catch? Yummy cock, tasty pre-cum, and you love being put in your place. Where have you been all my life? I'll make a rare exception. Just once. Just for you, love. I'm gonna pull the panties out of your mouth. And you're going to beg me. If you beg like a good boy, I'll let you come inside me. And I won't kill you. Heck, I'll even let you go. If you promise to come see me again. Oh, yes. Yes, beg for me, slut. Oh, beg for your useless, feeble life. Beg because your life depends on it. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes. Oh, really? What a naughty boy. Yes. All day, love. Of course. Any time, you pitiful bitch. Oh, God. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Come inside me. Show me how much you want to live. Was something, lover boy. It's a pity I lied. Oh God, I might just come again from that look you're giving me. I really am gonna miss you, but I think I'll marinate you for 26 more hours. But first, I think you'll need to be tenderized more.